that can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Look at us as a culture, as a species. Everything is upside down. Everything is backwards. Everything is twisted, contorted, inverted. We spend our most formative years in school, which is our slave debtor training. Many of us go on to further our education so that we can get a higher paying job, so that in between slaving our lives away to the simulacrum, we may enjoy a bit of affluence. So many equate diplomas, degrees, and certificates of achievement from the system with intelligence and just assume that those who do not possess such things are less intelligent. Boy, there are quite a lot of educated idiots running around out there. We have allowed corporate anti-human interests to damn near destroy everything, all in the name of profits and greed. We have allowed a pestilence to rise in our midst. We have let the dark ones run amok. We have allowed them to control our minds through propaganda, television, mass media, religion, and flagrant lies. We have allowed our bodies to be controlled through toxic medicines, poisonous food additives, fluoride in the water, chemtrails, electromagnetic interference, and the continuous polluting of the land and atmosphere, which is creating environmental holocaust and is pushing us to the edge of our very extinction. Our lives are controlled by our ability to pay. We allow a feudalistic financial system of slavery to dictate our entire lives, as those who control it own all the resources and sell back to us what is ours due to the very fact that we exist. We allow bankers to plunder the earth, control all the resources, and consolidate the world's wealth into fewer and fewer hands while stealing our children's futures. The average American will work for 4 months every year just to pay their taxes, which are funneled into the coffers of war profiteers so that they may increase their wealth to obscene proportions at the expense of your children's lives. Enjoy the genocide, murder, war, and misery. You paid for it. We have allowed our emotions to be controlled through the fomenting of hatred, cultural division, manufactured crises, and the acceptance, even the support and approval of war being waged against our fellow humans. The difficult truth to consider is that there is no one to blame but ourselves. We have allowed our consciousness to be manipulated to create the reality that we collectively experience. The thing to consider is that human beings are programmable. We are conditioned and indoctrinated from the moment we begin to learn and develop. Most people will never admit to themselves that they have been mind-controlled to see reality in a certain way, a way that is not in their best interests. The ego has a difficult time facing the idea that it may have actually been wrong. Most people carefully construct their impenetrable walls of beliefs and cling rigidly to them without ever examining why they believe the way that they do or where their beliefs came from. It is as if they are on autopilot, sleepwalking through life, ever obedient and never questioning. Taught to distrust our inner intelligence, most simply adopt the views of some alleged expert or authority, be it a doctor, a priest, a politician, or a newsreader. The sad truth is that most people's beliefs, opinions, and ideas are not even their own. They have merely been adopted into the belief system and accepted as unmitigated truth. This causes cognitive dissonance in the minds of the unquestioning. As new information appears, it is often rejected outright without consideration. The mass of the people are under hypnosis, and far too many will stay locked into these detrimental cognitive patterns right into their graves. We ridicule, outcast, reject, and even murder the teachers and sages while embracing the dark servants of evil and their twisted ideologies. So many have lost the ability to think critically with an open mind and to exercise discernment. Instead of introspection, self-education, and self-creation, They instead embrace every form of external stimuli, forever allowing themselves to be defined by this sick world. These automatons are more worried about celebrity scandal than the destruction of the Pacific Ocean due to the most horrific nuclear disaster in history. They are more concerned about the sports scores than the fact that World War III lurks around the corner. They are more concerned about their TV shows and jackass pop stars than they are about their surveillance society and the complete militarization of the police. The ones who refuse to get informed and educated, that willingly turn a blind eye to the situation that we face, and in fact hate and ridicule the courageous ones that try to warn us, are the true enemy. They will get in the way when action is required. It can be said that every tool was given to us to educate ourselves and raise our awareness, and that we simply failed to utilize them. The masses have instead embraced distraction and entertainment and have chosen to remain willfully ignorant in the face of knowledge. They have given away their power and right to think for themselves willingly. They have handed it over to the servants of evil. They have handed away the keys to the kingdom and are about to be blindsided in ways that defy the imagination. There is simply no excuse for the staggering level of ignorance that pervades our culture, except for the fact that most choose to remain ignorant or they simply don't care. Facing the truth is far too unbearable, so these frightened little children will simply ignore and expect that everything will just fix itself and that they will be just fine. They are in for quite a surprise, and it won't be much longer. One thing I have learned over the years is that the message of truth is a global one. You cannot assume that your lover, the jerk-offs at work, or the local idiots down at the pub are going to even begin to understand the message. Interestingly, the ones that claim to love you the most are often the first ones that will throw you to the wolves. If you are a servant of truth, you cannot expect to win many friends. In fact, it's most likely that you will lose quite a few, but you cannot put a price tag on freedom and liberation of the mind. When you serve truth, you can be sure that controversy will always follow and that you will be rejected, ridiculed, scorned, feared, and hated. But remember, it is the strongest of the strong and the bravest of the brave that swing the sword of truth. It is the courageous few that fearlessly stand up and look at evil in the face. You are being called now to carry the message. Will you answer?